Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dominic?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dominic, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I didn't catch who you with.
This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Ruben?
Extremely busy, to be honest. How about yourself?
Yeah, about the same. That's a good thing, though.
It is. I just left a message for Jamie. What's her position with the company?
She's my secretary.
Gotcha. Okay. So I just had a few quick questions. Are you on the road right now or no?
Nope, I'm at the concrete plant.
Okay. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
Okay. Go ahead.
Perfect. So I just wanted to go over kind of understanding your transaction and then we can hopefully get rolling on this. So the first question is this. Time in business is really essential here to understand the transaction without asking you for a lot of documentation. I kind of keep it short and simple. So you own Liberty Ready Mix, and that's been around since the beginning of this year. Is that correct?
Correct.
What other businesses do you own?
Liberta Construction, LIBERTA.
Okay.
That'll probably, what I'll have to get the loan under, I'm sure.
I'm not going to force your hand. I'm going to give you options. How long has Liberta been around? Yeah, I don't do business that way. I'm very non-aggressive in my nature. I do a lot of business,
okay.
So I don't have to push you. How long has Liberta been around for?
25 years.
25 years. All right, and what's the difference? What does each company do?
One does probably $20 million, and this one here probably, I don't know, we're probably, right now as we speak, 1.5.
Oh, not in terms of revenue, I'm sorry, but what does each company do? Like, what are their operation? What are they known for? If I call Liberta, what does it do for me? If I call Liberty, what does it do for me?
Liberta Heavy Highway.
Like Heavy Highway Construction?
Correct.
Okay. And then Liberty Medirex?
It's our concrete supplier.
So does Liberty Ready Mix supply concrete to Liberta?
Correct. And
okay.
Other people.
Okay. And what is it, just separated for, you know, like insurance purposes or things of that nature?
I'm sorry, what was it?
Was it just separated for insurance purposes or for specialization?
Yeah, I just wanted to keep it separate, you know? Separate
and you
businesses.
Each... Got you. And you own each company at least 100%, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me walk you through the... And in terms of equipment, I understand you're looking for a water heater, correct?
Correct.
And what does this water heater do? Besides obviously heat
it'll
water,
heat
what is it used for?
It'll heat the water to the concrete plant.
Okay. And are they both located at the same location or different locations?
Same location.
Okay. So, same location. And is the water heater used by Liberta, by Ready Mix, or by both?
Ready Mix.
Okay. So, and when's the most recently, when did you do a business? Have you done a business loan recently or no?
What was that again?
Have you done a business loan recently for any of your businesses?
Yeah, for Liberta.
All right, what did you do? What kind of loan did you do for Liberta?
You know, just construction loan, vehicles, you know, for the concrete plant, stuff like that.
And that was to your local bank, I assume, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so kind of big difference here. What we're going to do or potentially provide for your business is equipment financing. I'm sure when you worked with your local bank, you provided a tremendous amount of documents, tax returns, things of that nature. Is that accurate?
Yes.
While we can ask for that stuff, our approach tends to be much more hands-off. Realistically, once we wrap up our conversation and kind of nail things down, we can probably have you approved by the end of the day, get the equipment ordered by tomorrow. It's a pretty simple process. What I want to do is kind of walk you through the process. The first thing I want to ask you is this. We have a very kind of hands-off approach up to $150,000. The way that we're supposed to work as reps here and compensated is whether you fund a unit, which is an order or not. So whether your order is $5,000 or really $500,000, it has no bearing on my compensation. However, many customers want to know what avenues are out there for them. Is there any other equipment you're looking for right now for either business?
No, not right at the moment.
Okay. And the water heater, is it ready to ship, or does it have to be manufactured?
It could be ready to ship.
Okay, ready to ship. Okay. So here's what I suggest. You obviously have a time in business is the big variable here. And you want to put, and I understand you want to put the equipment under Liberta because that's equipment that's going to be using it. Insurance will match up. Also for tax purposes, depreciation, so on and so forth.
No, actually, I would rather put it in Liberty Ready Mix.
I'm sorry. Under Liberty Ready Mix. I apologize. Correct. I meant the new business. I can understand that. So here's what I would suggest. Now this loan won't go into your personal credit. It will go into your business credit. But I do a lot of these transactions where customers come and they have multiple kind of irons in the fire. So here's what I suggest. We should do your transaction, what's called a story transaction. And that means that the loan should go under the new business, but we'll also sign what's called a cross guarantee of your existing venture. So we're going to give you credit. The goal is to give you credit for your time in business, but not have the loan go under that old business, which is kind of a custom way to look at things. I think it kind of accomplishes all your goals. Let me tell you what I would like. Since I have your bank account for the other business, but it's a sweep account, it's just a lot of money in, but it zeros out at the end of the month, I'd like your secretary to email me the last 3 months of the other business account so I can show them in underwriting. And I'd also want to see if I have the tax ID just for a reference point of the other business. You might have done it on the credit sheet, so give me 1 second.
Okay, last 3 months of Liberty or Liberta?
Of Liberta. I have Liberty.
Okay.
So I'd like the last 3 months of Liberta, and I'd like the tax ID of Liberta as well. Before you, and I'm sure you can tell her to get that after we speak, but let's go over kind of what terms you're looking for. How much does this machine cost?
The water heater?
Yeah.
Just say $40,000.
Okay, and does that include shipping and installation?
Yeah, probably pretty close.
Okay. We offer 2 through 5 year terms. Ultimately, it's all kinds of goes up to cash flow. Are you looking, do you have a goal payment in mind? Are you trying to do something shorter or longer? What are your goals here?
Probably 3 to 5 years.
Okay, and what kind of payment estimation have you kind of put together for cash flow?
It really don't matter.
Okay. Do you just have like a rough number so I can make sure we're in the same strike zone?
Not really.
Okay. I'm going to give you some ideas of what you'd be looking at on a kind of a simple, fast approval process. So let's try to bring this up. And are you currently do not have a water heater, or you're replacing your current water heater?
No, we do not have one.
Gotcha. Okay. How did you find Fesco? Have you worked with them before? Hello?
What's that? Yeah.
How did you find Fesco? Did you work with them before?
Yes. No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. You found them online, I assume, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Bear with me here. Okay, just give you kind of some just rough numbers off the top of my head. Once I get your bank statements, I'll do a final approval and put everything down for you in writing. But kind of just rough estimates, you'd probably be looking on a 3-year term, payments in the range of around, say, $1,290 to $1,350 a month. And if you wanted to do something like, say, the longest, which is 5 years, you'd probably be looking at something in the range of about $790 to $835 a month.
Okay, can we do a 4-year?
Yeah, absolutely. I can split the middle. I can give you all those different terms. Can you have Jamie?
What's the interest rate?
I'm sorry?
What's the interest rate on these?
So we're not providing a loan that separates interest and principal. It's based off a rate factor. And I'll give that, like I said, to you all in writing. But you wanted a quote on, say, a 4-year term, correct?
Correct.
So just kind of off the top of my head, I think you're looking at payments in the range of around $975 to about $1,025 per month on a 4-year term. These programs don't, by the way, they're not going to require really any money down, just a prepayment of your first and last payments. So if we do, say, a 4-year term, you'd have 2 payments due at signing. So your first full month is covered, your last full month is covered, and then you'd have 46 remaining payments. If you did a 3-year term, your first and last is covered, you'd have 34 remaining payments, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So if you could have Jamie get me those bank statements and the tax ID, I'll put together an approval for you that hopefully, like I said, goes under your new business, which is what you want, but still gives you that credit of time in business, and we can get some formal numbers to you by the end of the day.
Okay, bank statements for the last 3 months of Liberta and tax ID.
Correct, but like I said, this is going to be this is going to go under your new venture because that's what you want. Yes. I can understand that.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll get
thank
right
you
over
so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.